This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
We have a guest in the studio with us.
No way.
Tom Ballard, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Now, you've been on our show before, so it's very exciting to have you back.
Yes, I came back for more. Give me more.
Flop for punishment.
Come back for sloppy seconds.
Exactly.
Well, last time I was here, you guys were both sick and away, and it was just me and Ginny.
Yes. Unfortunately. I'm fitting well now.
Well.
Unfortunately. Yeah, thanks, Fish. Yeah. He's back, isn't he, now?
You've got the pros in the room now, so it's all good.
Now we can make some goddamn radio.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's turn it on now. Should go to air.
Deal.
We already are.
Oh, gosh.
Now, Tom, you're only 19 and you've done so much already.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting, isn't it? Yes, yes, no, 19.
You'll be retiring soon, won't you?
Hopefully not. No, hopefully I have a long career ahead of me. Thanks
I've
for
been
your
by 21.
Vote of optimism. Yeah, no, I guess I've been busy. I started uni at the start of this year, and then I dropped out to try and pursue comedy, and so I've a lot of time in my hands, so I might as well do stuff, I think.
What did you study at uni, or want to study at uni?
I'm studying law for 6 weeks.
Oh,
six
wow.
weeks.
6 weeks.
So
covered
almost
it,
qualified.
Covered it. Yep. Yeah, pretty much done.
Yeah, done you that. Know, precedent.
Habeas corpus next.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty much done,
I object. Ali McBeal.
So you've done, what, 5 weeks as well?
I did 5.5.
Yeah, great.
I'm fully qualified.
Did you struggle when you had to hand in your assignment scenting the paper like they did in Legally Blonde? Is that hard to do?
Scenting the paint?
Yeah, paper. You have to scent it with a perfume.
No, they don't know anything, do they,
Snaps.
Tom?
Sorry. Snaps for us, that's snaps.
That second semester.
I'm not that gay. I'm sorry. I just need to clarify. There's a level of gay that I hit like a glass ceiling, and I think Legally Blonde just rockets through that. So I'm sorry, everybody.
Well, we'll get that out, and next time you come on, we'll watch it, and we'll talk through it. We'll do a whole DVD evening, shall we, Tom?
Really.
Great.
So I believe you're going to be leaving Melbourne soon to venture outside and make the world laugh.
Oh, I've been and returned.
Have you?
Yes, sorry for an inaccurate press release there.
That's fine.
But
my inaccurate reading.
Yes. No, I went to Just for Last Festival in Montreal in July.
Oh.
Which was crazy. It was really, I was blown away that I was able to do that. It was like...
In English?
It's this... Yes. Thankfully English. If it was French, I would die a horrible death. But no, it's like John Cleese, Ross Noble, Whoopi Goldberg, just, you know, these huge superstars of comedy, mainly the American scene, get there and try and break into the market. It's a lot of agents and people looking for sitcoms and that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And I was very lucky to go there and perform.
Now, Tom, I heard the Montreal... I've interviewed a few comedians from the US and they said that the Montreal Film Festival is quite similar to some of the festivals down in here in Australia. Is that true?
I would disagree. I also got to go over to Edinburgh, the Edinburgh Festival, which I think is really just a much bigger version of the Melbourne Festival. But Montreal's a lot more like, people don't really do shows. They do just like lineup spots and, you know, just little bits and pieces. Like you might see them do a 20-minute spot or they might do these big galas or whatever. So it really is a trying to get your name out there thing rather than perhaps the artistic endeavours of Melbourne or Edinburgh, yeah.
Mm.
But it was amazing. It was, I got to see some incredible acts and I got to see Bill Cosby live.
Oh, wow.
For 2 hours. He just comes out in tracky dacks and a little microphone, sits down for 2 hours and tells you stories and bitches about his wife. It's awesome. It's really good. Yeah.
That's really cool. So you've, not only have you done stand-up comedy, you've actually been on telly recently.
I've done a bit of telly, yes. I got to do Good News Week, which was huge for me because it's a show I used to watch as a kid with my brother and my dad, and I used to like love it and love Paul and Mikey and Julia, who was originally the other captain then, and that was crazy times.
And you had a couple of big names there, well, for me as well, because I'm from overseas. Barnes, I know Cole Chisel.
So Jimmy Barnes was
there.
Jimmy Barnes, I don't know, did you guys watch the episode or no?
No.
Okay, that's okay, a million other people did, alright? I don't need you.
A million and one.
But yeah, there was this weird thing where Jimmy Barnes like kind of had a go at me, and he was like, I said a joke that didn't really work. Which, to be fair, wasn't a great joke. I can't believe it happened. And Jimmy Bunn said something like, "Oh, I thought you said he was a funny comedian." Everyone was like, "Yeah, go Jimmy, screw you." But, you know, people don't know in the cut, in the original, the original taping goes for like 3 hours. They edit down. Okay, Jimmy had a few jokes that didn't exactly go over amazingly. Okay? He can sing a song, but let's just settle down.
But I was just going to say, he's probably not known for his comedy, is he?
Exactly. Exactly.
Whereas you are.
I'd say some of his songs are a bit of a joke.
Oh, there we go.
I think we got him back. Don't mess with our mate Tom.
Exactly. Now, Tom, you've got a show coming up.
I do. Normally, I'd, you know, love to just pop in and have a chat, but I am here to shamelessly flog my Melbourne Fringe show, which starts on Friday night. Very excited. And it's called Tom Ballard Several Nights Only.
Ooh. So the clue's in the title, Tom Ballard. Hence you.
That's me.
And Several Nights Only.
Yes.
Of comedy.
You know, well, some big shot comedians can afford to do one night only.
Yeah.
In like a, you know, a 1,000-seater venue and pack it out. I'm not at that stage in my career.
No.
So I'm doing the full run, just calling it Several Nights Only to try and think people that it's somehow exclusive.
I think it's a great idea. And so it's a North Melbourne Town Hall?
Yes. Yeah, which is the big hub venue for the Fringe. It's in the meeting room in there. And it's a really, I'm actually really proud of the show. I've done a couple of runs of it so far, and it's just an hour of jokes. There's no sort of theme or narrative, and it's just an hour of hilarity. So I think it should be really fun. And in the show, I tell you the worst thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
Oh, we have to check that out then.
Yes.
Hear that up.
I just want to put you on the spot. What's your favourite joke?
Oh, God. My favourite joke is a joke that my friend Caleb told me in high school, which is this. What do you call cheese that isn't yours?
Don't know.
Nacho cheese. High fives.
Adam sitting there going, I don't know. I don't know if nacho cheese is any good.
Adam would actually say a joke like that, I reckon. Like, one day he said to me, I said, "Oh, I'm not European." He's like, "You're not on the toilet." It's just a typical thing of Ed's to say.
Pardon the pun.
I know. So get along. How do I get tickets to see you at this, Tom?
You can book now online at melbournefringe.com.au, or you can call 966-09666, or you can just rock up on the night, and you'll be fine for the first couple of nights. Yeah. There's a 2-for-1 for opening night too.
Oh, is
on Friday. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so get involved in that. And I want to pick you up on this dodgy scarf that you're wearing on your flyer. Why did you choose?
Is this about the level of gay that you
pick? Gayest and, radio station ever.
Yeah, but you're talking to the straight guy.
Oh, okay.
That's a worry.
You even more. I just want to pick you up on your colour scheme there.
It's fine. It's black. Everything looks good with black.
Well, I don't know.
Homophobe.
And what about your nails? When did you get last manicure?
Okay, all right, let's play a song. All right, can we just play a song, get the hell out of here?
Jesus. Tom Ballard, thank you very much for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Tom.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.